Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Let your word go out. Let it reach some soul, oh Lord.
Let some soul say, I am healed. Let somebody say, I am saved in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. We are depending on you today. We are looking to you, Lord. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, my God, we look to you, Lord, for the healing of the souls, those who are listed on the prayer list. We pray that you go into the hospitals, that you will touch and bless the souls that are COVID virus. We pray that you touch and heal them, oh, Lord. Raise them up. Those that are dealing with the cancer, we know you're able to heal the cancers. Deliver, Lord. Save to the uttermost, oh, Lord. Look on those souls that are institutionalized. We pray that you touch them right now. Touch their hearts and minds. Help them, oh, Lord, to give their lives to you. Help them to seek your face and to call upon your name. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe you today. We take you at your word. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Help them, oh, Lord, to give their lives to you, Lord. Help them to run for you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we know you're able, Lord. Be merciful, oh, Lord. Look on Muhammad, Lord. Touch him right now, Lord. Save in Jesus. Deliver his soul, oh, Lord. Have mercy today, Lord. Stretch out your merciful hand, Lord. Jesus, look on those that are nearest death, Lord. We pray that you touch them, Lord. Jesus, raise them up, oh, Lord. Let your spirit prevail today. Let your blood cover. Move, Jesus, by your spirit. Help us, oh, Lord, to take you at your word, to believe on you as the scripture has said. Help us, oh, Lord, to stretch out our faith. Help us, oh, Lord. You said that we should lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, Lord. We believe your word today, Lord. Move, Jesus. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Somebody needs you today, Lord. Somebody need healing. Somebody need deliverance, Lord. We know you're able to touch them right now, Lord, as we pray, Lord. Move, Jesus. Move, Lord. Move, Lord, in a mighty way, Lord. Take full control. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover the day. Wash, Lord. Make everyone whole. Jesus, blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Help us and take you at your word. Doubting nothing, Lord. Help us, Jesus, to believe, Lord, for the saving of the souls, Lord. Help us, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. We're waiting on you. We're dependent on you, Jesus. You are our very present help, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move, Lord. Let your word go out, Lord. Oh, my God, let it go out through the United States, through the African country, through Jamaica. Oh, my God, let it go out through the world that somebody might believe on you and glorify your name in the name of Jesus. Help us to lift you up today. Help us to give praise and honor to thy name, for thou art worthy. Your name is worthy to be praised. Help us to lift you up. Help us to give thanks unto thy holy name. We thank you for salvation today. We thank you for the blood that you shed. We thank you, oh, Lord. We thank you for what you've done for us. We thank you, Lord, for sending your spirit, for giving us thine anointing. We thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for moving forth, oh, Lord. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you right now, Lord. You didn't have to do it, but we thank you for done. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your healing virtue. Thank you for your saving power. We thank you for your keeping power. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for keeping us.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking us through our testing pause.
Thank
you.
throughout the 10th verses. And again, we just want to thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. If anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you may log on to the broadcast website at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School, and one is O-N-E. You can click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, the email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Again, that's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. If you'd like to send a postal mail, our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the show, our guest call-in number is 978-990-5270, and the access code is 794-6408. And also, if you have a song you'd like to sing or a scripture you'd like to share, or if you're a clergy you'd like to give remarks after the word, you may also dial that guest number. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Call Beth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Inwoman, Missionary Christine Watson hosts the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Manual teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. The other ministries, we have Pastor Robert Huff. He is on every Saturday morning on WDEX in North Carolina right now. If you go to YouTube, you can type in Minister, or rather Elder Barry Johnson, and you can pull him up on YouTube. And if you'd like me to list any other new ministries, please feel free to leave it in the box, the comment section of tonight's broadcast. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Henry Edmund. Amen. And we want to remember the Spriggs family, the Breeze Gatewood family, to pray for Tanika Huff, Amor Nix and family, Pamela as well, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall and the bereaved Marshall family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond and bereaved Anderson family, the bereaved Diggs family, Robin Manfay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Steve, Deborah and her daughter, Muhammad Hameen, Nicholas, Antonio, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, those who are affected by COVID, anyone who is asking for prayer. And just to give another report on Celeste Hall, I know we were praying for her, and I let you know that she was in the hospital. She had COVID, She's been released from the hospital, and you know, we're still requesting prayer for her, but she was released from the hospital, so we thank God for that. Thank God for your prayers. Also, keep me in your prayers as well. I'm doing a lot better to the glory and honor of God. And I know it's not me. I know it's other people, the prayers of the righteous that are availing much. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. And so we're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle if she would have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. I'm so glad to hear that Celeste has been released
yes.
from the hospital. And I know
yes.
that prayer changes things. And I know that God is yet able. Doesn't matter what you're going through. If
yes.
you can just pray and trust in the Lord and look to God, God can bring it to pass. He can deliver. And he said with his stripes, we are healed. The stripes that Jesus took, he took
yes.
them for us. And with those stripes, we are healed. I just thank the Lord. I'm yet looking to the Lord for all of the souls that are listed on our prayer list, because I know that prayer changes things. And I know that
yes.
God can work a miracle in every one of their lives. So we are trusting in the Lord. We're yet looking to him, and we thank God for the beautiful scripture that was read. And I tell you, we ought to give thanks unto the God of our salvation for the great things and the wonderful work that he
yes.
has done, and that we declare the works of God, what he has done, how he's healing, how he's saving, how he's forgiving, blotting out transgressions and sins. This is what we want the Lord to do. So we declare his wonderful works, and we give praise and honor to him, because he is the one that did it all. It wasn't us, but it was the Lord who did all these great things. And I just thank him. And we don't have to lift up our voices, lift up a horn on high with a stiff neck, but we can humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and let him speak and do what he want to do, and God will do the rest. I just thank God for the word of God that was read. Thank God for this broadcast and for Evangelist Hameen and for Evangelist Khadija. We thank the Lord for the two of you and your faithfulness and bringing the word of God. That is what is going to save us, the word of God. So if we turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, get ready to listen and hear what thus saith the Lord. We're going to present to you at this time the speaker of the hour in the person of Dr. Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. It's a blessing indeed to be on this broadcast one more time. Thank the Lord for all of you who have tuned in, and we thank God for Evangelist Khadija and for Evangelist May. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the prayer. Thank God for the opening scripture that was read. Thank God for the beautiful words I've heard and the encouraging words, and also the report, praise the Lord, of what God can do. Amen. God
Amen.
Can do anything. There is nothing too hard for God. Praise the Lord. With us, things are impossible, but with God, nothing is impossible. And I thank the Lord for the opportunity, praise be to God, to just give God praise, to magnify his name, and to worship him, because he is a God of his word, and he will keep his word always. God will never fail. Praise the Lord. So we continue to look to him and trust him, he will do great and mighty things. And at this time, let us prepare to go to the word of God. I just thank the Lord, because God has just been blessing my soul, and I'm happy down in my soul, even in the midst of adversity, in the midst of troubles and trials and everything else that's going on. God has been blessing my soul, and I'm glad about it. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God. We bless your name. Lord, we come to you and we ask, God, that you will feed our souls, that you will speak directly to us, oh my God, and cause us to hear your voice in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are waiting for a word from you, and we need you, oh God, to minister unto us the things that we all are in need of, and we ask that you will bless us, oh God, and have your way. Let your holy will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for prayer. Just thank God. I just thinking about how we came into this year. This is our second Sunday of the new year. Praise the Lord. And just having a mind to praise God, to serve him, having a mind to do something for the Lord is a blessing indeed. Praise the Lord. And I would like to invite your attention to the Word of God. And let's notice St. Matthew, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 21, and also the book of Jude, verses 1 through 3, and verses 17 through 21. Praise the Lord. Let's start with St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. And I'm reading from the King James Version. Praise be to God. St. Matthew 17 and 1 reads, "And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun. And his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee and one for Moses and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elias must first come? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elias is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, Old and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Christ Jesus, and called, mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Verse 17, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. We thank God for these passages of Scripture. Praise the Lord. And to this afternoon, the title of the message is The Consequences of Unbelief. And the theme is All We Need is a Little Faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The consequences of unbelief, it's important to understand that when we don't believe, there are consequences. And the theme is all we need is a little faith. Praise the Lord. And in this passage of Scripture in St. Matthew, Jesus had explained to his disciples the things that he had to endure, the things he had to suffer, even the death of the cross. And at that time, that's when Peter began to take Jesus and tell him, be it far from you. And that's when Jesus had to rebuke Satan, who was trying to use Peter to discourage him from accepting the will of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But nevertheless, Jesus went on to warn them and explain to them that he would have to die and he would be raised from the dead on the third day. And following that, this is when Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and he took them to a high mountain apart from everyone else. And when he got them in this place, he was transfigured. In other words, he was transformed into something more beautiful or elevated, which is the definition of transfigure. And the Lord, he was seen in all of his glory. And the sun, he shined, his face did shine as the sun. His raiment, the clothing that he was wearing, they were white as the light. So this was something different, something they had never seen before. And also appeared was Moses and Elias talking with Jesus. And when Peter and the other disciples, the other two that were there, when they saw this, this gave them an idea, and Peter asked permission to set up a tabernacle for all three of them. But what God wanted them to understand hallelujah, is that Jesus is the only way to salvation. Not that they are divided, but they are all one. And there's no separation. Not one for Moses, one for this one. No, we are all one in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And this was a show of oneness. Amen. Unity. Praise be to God. To let them know, because God spoke directly while they were speaking to Jesus. The Lord just spoke out of heaven. And the Bible describes him speaking to them in a bright cloud that overshadowed them immediately. That cloud overshadowed them. And the voice of the Lord came out of the cloud and let them know, this is my beloved son in whom I am well. Hear ye him. He's the only one to listen to. Hallelujah. All right. Praise be to God. And when we hear the voice of the Lord, this will increase our faith. Amen. If we have any doubt whatsoever, that doubt is removed. Glory be to God, because God will manifest himself in such a mighty and powerful way, in a miraculous way. Glory be to God. And let us know it's only one to listen to, and that's Jesus, his only son. Praise the Lord. And the disciples, they understood after hearing from God that Jesus is the only way. Hallelujah. Amen. And having faith in Jesus is a blessing indeed, because the enemy is always trying to get somebody to doubt that Jesus is the Son of God, always trying to get somebody to doubt the words that are spoken by the Lord. Hallelujah. But if we listen and hear the voice of the Lord, wondrous work will be wrought in our lives. God will move in magnificent ways. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. It only takes a little faith. And in this vision that they had, when they saw this, they didn't clearly understand what God was revealing to them. But after the Lord spoke that word, it was clear to them. Because when they fell down and they were so afraid, glory to God, they saw nobody but Jesus. So Jesus began to encourage them and to comfort them, letting them know that they didn't have to be afraid. Amen. Praise the Lord. So they only saw Jesus standing there, and Jesus did charge them not to say anything about this vision until after he had been risen from the dead. And God has a reason for everything. Praise the Lord. God is an intentional God, and God has the power to do everything. Praise the Lord. But when we don't believe him, we risk losing out with God. When we fail to move by faith, we can lose our soul. Those are the consequences of unbelief. There may be someone that God has been calling and striving with, but because of unbelief, they refuse to surrender to the will of God. They keep putting it off and not heeding the voice of God. And that unbelief can cause you to lose your soul. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Moving on in the scripture, the Bible describes how there was a man that came to Jesus, and Jesus, he was there in the multitude. Glory be to God. The man knelt down to Jesus and began to beg for mercy. He was asking the Lord to have mercy on his son, who was lunatic. And this word lunatic means a mentally ill person. And we see where mental illness has escalated tremendously. There are so many people being affected in their minds with this illness mentally. And the father began to describe what happens with his son, how he's sore vexed and he falls in the fire oftentimes and in the water, and he just wanted his son to be healed. Oh, glory to God. So he brought his son to the disciples of Jesus, but they couldn't cure him. And there was a reason for that. Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me." Oh, glory, hallelujah. I can see by faith he moved with compassion for this young boy. Oh, glory to God. I don't know what his age was, but this man's son, he wanted his son to be healed after suffering so long. He wanted something for his son. Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. In that very moment, this father had a measure of faith, believing that if he brought his son to Jesus, or even Jesus' disciples, he could get healing for his son. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the disciples, though they weren't able to cure him, Jesus was right there, and he cured the young child. Amen. And then the disciples, they came to Jesus apart from everyone else, and they wanted to know why they couldn't cast him out. So Jesus, being all-knowing and being the loving person that he was, amen, he being Emmanuel, God with us, he plainly told them that it was because of their unbelief. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He let them know that the unbelief can stop a whole lot of things. The unbelief can stop you from being healed. It can stop you from getting your deliverance. Hallelujah. Unbelief can stop your breakthrough. Oh, glory to God. It's not that the healing isn't there available to you or the deliverance. But unbelief can get in the way things that God has in store for us. Hallelujah. Thank you. Even eternal life. Unbelief can cause the loss or the missing out on eternal life. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. But Jesus, he didn't just tell them what it was that stopped them from curing the child. He explained to them, "If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, all you need is a little faith." You don't need a whole lot of faith, but just a small measure of faith. I don't know if any of you, well, some of you know what the size of a mustard seed is, and it's very tiny, extremely small. But having that measure of faith, the size of a grain of mustard seed, then Jesus told them what they can do with that amount of faith. He said, mm-hmm. ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. That word shall means it's going to happen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Not might happen, but it will. It is going to happen. It shall remove. And in addition, he let them know, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Just think about what we can do with that small, small amount of faith. Oh, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. And the thing is that we have a measure of faith, but what happens is we haven't really learned how to use the faith, how to stretch mm-hmm. out on this faith, how to exercise mm-hmm. that measure of faith. There are so
yes.
many more things that we can have, or so many more ways that we can be blessed if we learn how to use the measure of faith that we have. Oh, hallelujah. And Brother Jude began to exhort the people of God, the believers, to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints, to strive for that faith, to keep going after that faith. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes to bring doubts and unbelief, fight for your faith. Amen. Earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. And also, not only that, but to build yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourself mm-hmm. in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Don't let unbelief get in the way of your blessing. Praise the Lord. And I know sometimes doubt will try to creep up on us, especially when it seems like God is not hearing our prayers or even answering our prayers. It seems like God is just not going to move for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But this is where your faith comes in. That little bit of faith that you do have, learn how to use it. Learn how to apply that faith, when to apply it, and where to apply it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And it's amazing what God will do. There is
yes.
nothing, according to Jesus, that shall be impossible unto you. If you can only believe, the Lord lets us know that he that believeth, glory to God, it didn't necessarily single out whether you believer or not, or whether you
mm-hmm.
profess to be saved or not, to him that believes, all things
yes.
are possible to him that believes. Glory be to God.
Amen.
It's important that we believe God. And this is a new year that God has allowed us to enter into. And we are 9 days in. Hallelujah. Have you checked your faith for this ensuing year? This is
right.
the new year. This is the very beginning of the year. But how will you get through this year? Hallelujah. Have you thought about it? And I don't know about you, but I'm building up myself on my most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, glory to God, praying until God moves, praying for
yes.
miracles,
yes.
praying for healing. Oh, glory. Praying for the saving of souls. Thank you, Jesus. Because I know that all we have to do is just believe God and take him at his word. Hallelujah. And God will do it for us. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So don't let unbelief get in your way. There are consequences to unbelief. It can cause you to die. It can cause you to lose out completely with the Lord. All this unbelief is actually a sin. It's wrong not to believe God. So if you have any doubts whatsoever, if there's any measure of unbelief, you need to pray and ask to take it out by the root. Don't let it get rooted in you, because unbelief can get rooted in a person to the point where it'll stop them from believing every time. Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah. But I say to you, all we need is a little faith. And if you know you have that little faith, just keep on using that faith. Keep learning how to use it. Learn. Hallelujah. Keep building. Keep working on it. Keep striving for it. Don't give up. Amen. But hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith and don't let go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. The word of God
Amen.
By itself. All we need. Praise the Lord. The word of God is nourishment for our souls. It's the food that our souls need every day. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And we know that Jesus came and he gave his life for us. But we have to believe that he is the Son of God and that God raised him from the dead. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. He got up on the third day by the power of Almighty God. And when he rose with all power in his hand, ready and willing to do great things and wonders for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And all it takes is a small amount of faith, and we can ask in the name of Jesus. And he promised that whatsoever we ask in his name, he would do it.
Yes.
And I believe God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Makes no difference what anyone else says, what the doctor says, what the lawyer says, what anybody says. Glory to God. Only God's word is what counts. Amen. God has the last say. Thank you, Jesus. So I believe God for the miracles. I believe God for the healing. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. I believe God for everything. And when we stretch out on our faith like that, the enemy gets mad. He doesn't want us to believe God. He doesn't want us to trust in the Lord, to put our trust in him. But you put your trust in him anyway. And keep looking to the Lord. Keep on believing God. Amen. And know that God can do the impossible. Yes, it is impossible with man. Things that are impossible with man are possible with God. Praise the Lord. So if you haven't tried Jesus today, you ought to try Jesus. If you tried everything else, and all these things that you've tried have failed, they have not yielded the result that you desire. Try Jesus. Try him today. Amen. Praise the Lord. The consequences of unbelief can mess up your life, can destroy your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't have to go down that road. You don't have to go that way of unbelief. But today you can start believing in the Lord. You can just let the enemy know, I'm going to trust in God. I'm going to believe God. Hallelujah. And if you are desiring to give your life to Jesus, you don't need to worry about which way your life is going to go, how you're going to handle this, what you're going to do about that. All you have to do is just have a little faith in the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will work things out in your life. He will turn things around. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He will make a difference in your life.
Yes, God.
All it takes is a little faith today. Amen. No looking back, but looking forward, looking unto the Lord. Praise God. Can you just take this time and put your trust in him? Just give him a try. And I believe that God will let you know. You don't have to look anywhere else. You don't have to turn this way or that way, but God has everything you need. God has your deliverance today. God has your future. Hallelujah. God has a plan for your life. Oh, glory be to God. Are you willing to just give him a try today? Just repent of your wrong. Be sorry for committing sins against God. Be sorry for not believing God. And repent right now and ask the Lord to forgive you and to have mercy on your soul. God will have mercy. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be willing to walk away from the lifestyle that you're living, a life that's not pleasing before God. Be willing to give it all up and take up your cross and follow Jesus. He will make your life beautiful. Oh, yes, he will. He will take you and he will make something beautiful out of your life. He will do great and mighty things in your life. If you're desiring to be healed, all you need is a little faith. Hallelujah. And if you need to ask the Lord to help your unbelief, God will take it away from you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
So you can believe him for the healing of your body and your soul and your mind. Hallelujah. God will do it for you this day. You need deliverance. You have a problem in your life and things just keep taking a turn for the worse. And you need divine intervention. All you need is a little faith, a small amount, just a tiny little pebble. Oh, glory to God, the size of a mustard seed. Just a little grain. Glory to God. That's all it takes. And you can have the petitions you ask in prayer before God. At this time, let us prepare to go to the Lord in prayer, because we don't want anyone to be lost or to lose out. We don't want to see anything going on in your life that we know God can fix. Hallelujah. And we want to go to God in prayer together, touching and agreeing, praying about this thing. Yes, Lord. Believing God for these petitions. And with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, my God, we humble ourselves before you, Lord, and ask for mercy. We call upon you, Lord Jesus, because we believe you, oh, Lord God, and we ask that you will incline your ear to the prayer that we're praying right in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to you on behalf of those who are desiring to accept you as their personal Savior, not knowing what's going to happen in their lives, but putting their trust in you right now, trusting you to lead and to guide them, to direct them, oh God, and asking that you forgive their sins and blot out their transgressions. Wash them in your blood, Lord. Clean them up on the inside and on the outside. Fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. There's nothing impossible for you, my God, and we believe together this day while we're praying this prayer. Oh, blessed Savior, intervene, Lord Jesus, and make yourself known. Reveal yourself to those who don't know you, Lord, and save them, Lord Jesus. Have mercy today. Oh, my God, we call on you, Lord. We come on behalf of those who are sick in their bodies, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We know, God, that you are our healer. You are the one who is able to heal both body and soul. And we pray, Lord God, for healing for the mind, healing for the body, healing for the soul, healing for the spirit. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Healing financially, Lord.
Yes.
Healing in the home, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that you will intervene right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, work miracles and do wonders, my God. We're looking to you and we're depending on you, Lord. We're praying, God, for strength for the weak, Lord Jesus. Strengthen the weak, my God, and build up those who are torn down in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, be merciful, Lord Jesus. Encourage those who are discouraged, those who have any unbelief, any doubt, Lord God. Forgive, Lord Jesus, the unbelief, and take it away, Lord Jesus. Take away the doubt. Take away the drawback and give holy boldness, Lord Jesus. Help us. We need your help, Lord. Be merciful unto us and have your way, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Remember those on the prayer list, my God, the names that we heard called out this day, Lord Jesus, one by one. Name by name, we pray, Lord, that you will move in a mighty way, that you will work wonders, oh God. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, have your way. Take control, Lord Jesus. Take over, Lord, and let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We praise you, oh God. Lord, we ask you to remember us and to continue to bless this ministry. Lord God, elevate us and take us to higher heights in the name of Jesus. We know that we're able, my God. We are depending on you and we are looking unto you. Please, Lord, remember your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. The bereaved families, oh God, who are hurting, who are in pain, Lord. We pray, God, for comfort and for consolation. Oh God, be close to the families. Lay your hand upon them, Lord Jesus.
Lay your hand on
them. Oh God, let them feel your presence in the name of Jesus and help them to get through these difficult times. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We believe we have the petition that we've asked in prayer. and anything we didn't mention, oh God, but you know about spoken requests, the one that didn't say anything at all, but in their heart they have a desire. We're praying, God, and we believe that we have these petitions, and we give you thanks. Lord, we thank you,
Jesus,
for hearing our prayer. We thank you for allowing us to come before you. Lord, we thank you for your touch, my God. We thank you for your anointing, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, for your healing power. Thank you, Jesus, for deliverance.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name. We thank you for strength today. Thank you, Lord, for encouragement. Oh, my God, we thank you for lifting heavy burdens. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for helping us to go on. We thank you, oh, God, for all that you've done. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing right now while this prayer is being prayed. Lord, we thank you in advance for what you're about to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all things. We bless your holy name. Now, Lord, we ask, God, that you'll accept our prayer and that your will be done in our lives. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God in the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, and also for the prayer. And she was talking about the consequences of unbelief and saying all we need is a little faith. And what an important topic this is, because we know that without faith it's impossible to please God. She said that unbelief can cause you to lose your soul, and it can. It can keep you sick. It can keep you stuck. It can keep you from getting your blessing, from your deliverance. You know, we see even how if believers have unbelief, it can stop our ministries from being effective. The disciples' unbelief, it halted the healing of that young boy. The consequences of unbelief, it can affect other people. Our unbelief can affect other people. But I thank God for the faith. Because without them, like I said, it's impossible to please God. I enjoyed the word of God today, and I also enjoyed that prayer coming through her. And I'm going to go ahead and ask Vanessa Maybell to go ahead and have remarks.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord. Thank God for that powerful message. I
thank
the Lord spoke to us on today, and I believe the word of God on today. I tell you, the consequences of unbelief is a terrible thing. When I think about the children of Israel, they didn't believe God, and it caused many different things, many different results came about because they didn't believe God. Some of them died in the wilderness because they didn't believe God. And I tell you, now, the day that we are living in, the day and time, I tell you, you must have faith. You must believe God and take him at his word. I don't care how dark it might seem in your life. If we continue to take God at his word and believe him, then God can move mountains in our lives. All we need is a little. Just a little, as she began to explain and bring forth the mustard seed. It is one of the tiniest seeds. If we could just have a little bit of faith, oh, we could move mountains. I just thank the Lord for that word. That word was a serious word on today, serious message to the believers and to those that don't believe. But I tell you, we ought to be able to gain strength through hearing the word of God on today. And I tell you, I just want to encourage you, Dennis. I mean, keep on letting the Lord, allowing God to have his way in your life and speak the words that he put in your mouth. Because this message today resonates. I can't speak for nobody else, but I know for me, it resonates, because that's what the devil is doing now. He's trying to make people doubt God, and the devil, I tell you, he will go so far as to make you doubt as whether or not you are even saved. And I'm talking about these are the saved people.
Come on.
You have to defy Satan and know what God has done for you and fight the devil back with the word of God, believing God, not doubting him, but believing him and taking him at his word. And God will prove himself. He will manifest himself. So we don't have to try to portray like we believe, but just take God at his word, and God will do just what he said he would do. I just thank the Lord for the scriptures that was brought forth and everything that was said and done to the glory and honor of God. I pray that you, that the listeners received a blessing out of this word on today. If you didn't, I did. So I just thank the Lord today at this time, this service back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. And yes, I also received a blessing from this word of God, from Vic just being on this broadcast. I tell you, God, he can speak to you wherever you are. You don't have to be. I mean, it's great to be in a church. It's great to be in the service. I love it. I really enjoy it. But he can speak to you wherever you are. So if you can't reach that building, he can reach you. He can reach places that man can't go to. So, you know, this is a beautiful avenue for the time. Right now, I am literally sick and shut in. I'm in quarantine right now, so I can't get to the service of the Lord. So I appreciate this, that we have this avenue that God can speak to us, you know, and we can speak to other people on the behalf of God this way. Because otherwise, you know, if I relied on people to reach out to me, to give me scriptures and to call me and pray for me, it just wouldn't happen. So I thank God for this avenue. I thank God for you and for the ones who are praying for me, of course, and, you know, and who have reached out. So I thank God for that. And this is just beautiful, beautiful. I believe God. I tell you, I'm believing him.
Yes.
And like Evangelist Maybell said, the devil, he tries to make you doubt what God can do, what God will do. But we have to defy him. God gave us the power to do it. We have to use that power to defy him.
And
while she was speaking, I was just saying, you know, I was on mute, but I was saying, God, I know what you did for me, God. You have to speak it into existence, even if you don't see it. Speak it into existence. Believe it. Like Evangelist Tommy began to talk about that grain of mustard, the mustard seed, how tiny that is. Doesn't have to be, you know, huge faith. If you can just believe, might not even be strong. Just, Lord, I still believe you. I still believe you. I don't see you, but I still believe. Keep the faith. Just thank God for the word. It truly was a blessing to my soul. Just going to go ahead and turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Praise be to God. I'm truly enjoying these beautiful exhortations and remarks. And y'all just stir it up. Praise be to God. I thank you, Lord. I'm enjoying the broadcast, and I just thank God for blessing us. And again, like we stated, this is a way to give God praise, to reach out and to so many. Praise the Lord. To just minister. And we may have some roadblocks, and, you know, like we stated, Vance Khadija is saying she's shut in and can't really be out, you know, but still the word of God is free. The word of God is flowing freely. The word of God is not hindered. It's not blocked. But you can still get the word of God. Hallelujah. God has made it possible. He made the way. So I just thank the Lord. You know, we just have to keep looking to the Lord. We have to keep trusting him, because of the truth, God is real. God wants to do great and mighty things, but we just have to keep on trusting him. And remember that little small amount of faith, if your faith is a little weak, or not as strong as you desire it to be. Just keep on praying until your faith is strengthened. And don't let anyone make you doubt what God has done for you. Because that will certainly happen. People go through it all the time. They get damaged. They get injured spiritually because they're spiritually attacked. Their faith is attacked all the time. And when you think about what Jesus went through, how they call him a wine dibber, they call Jesus a devil.
Amen.
And now, what do you think about us?
Amen.
Yeah, and even people in the church, they'll call you a devil real quick.
Amen.
Just like that. But where's your faith? Make sure your faith is strong. Because that can devastate some souls, you know, especially those who are, you know, not that well established. That can devastate them. And that's what the enemy is trying to do. He's trying to destroy the faith. Amen. He's trying to plant unbelief there, doubt. Want to put that doubt there. Praise the Lord. But don't accept it. Make sure you know what God is. Praise God. I'm stirred up. I do thank God once again for the word of God. We thank God for this broadcast. And we thank the Lord for all of you and for taking the time to tune in with us. And I would love to hear from some of you sometimes. I really would. If you have a testimony, if you have a song to sing, if you would like to read the scripture, if you would like to just give some encouraging words, you are welcome. We would love to hear from you. And we give you that invitation. You know, we are on the air. When you hear us on, if you want to be on broadcast, dial that guest line, amen, and do what God is laying on your heart to do. Praise the Lord. So, just want to say to you, take the word of God in and apply it to your life. And before we conclude, Evangelist May, do you have anything in addition that you would like to add?
There's more I could say. I tell you, that was a beautiful message and a timely message because God knows what we are going through. And I thought about it as you read the scriptures, how that the Lord himself spoke. And, you know, God can speak to you himself and tell you what he wants or tell you what he's going to do. And you know that devil will still try to make you doubt.
Yeah.
And you heard the voice of the Lord yourself. No, Satan is a liar. I will not. I refuse to believe the devil. I believe God because God's word is true. I refuse. I say, I'm kind of stirred up now because I think about the word of God and what God has done and what God has said and how the devil will try to take it from you, right from under your nose, and try to make you doubt God. But no. That is a sin. That's the sin.
Amen.
The sin of unbelief. So I don't want that to be in me, be able to progress in the Lord by continuing to believe the Lord. So I just thank God again for the word of God. Keep preaching, Evangelist. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Khadija, do you have anything else?
Not at this time, just keep on preaching.
Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all of our listeners. We want you to know that we are praying for you, and we desire that you continue to pray for us, and we do thank you for your support and for all that you do to help us and encourage us along the way. Praise God, and we invite you to join us for our next broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. And until then, let us keep our minds on the Lord. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. This concludes the broadcast, and good night.